public transit crisis in Philadelphia. Continuing coverage on KYW News Radio.
Governor Shapiro and legislative leaders met in Harrisburg yesterday to talk about the state budget and mass transit funding, but there is still no deal. So advocates spent the morning at 30th Street Station to get the word out that if SEPTA doesn't get the money it needs, they fear Amtrak's Keystone line could be cut. Here's KYW's Tim Jimenez.
Volunteers with Transit Forward Philly spoke to commuters and handed out information, not just about the SEPTA cuts already in place, but a potential domino that could fall. They say if SEPTA doesn't get funding, then the agency would struggle to pay Amtrak for using their tracks. Officials have said it's about $71 million. And without that source of funding, Stephen Bronsko with Transit Forward Philly says Amtrak's Keystone line is at risk.
This train connects communities, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Philly, all the way up to New York. It's a critical lifeline. This issue is about transit for all of Pennsylvania. It is not just Philadelphia.
He says many of the commuters are like him. They don't own a car, and mass transit is their only option on a regular basis. Or there are those who now have to drive because of the cuts, which means there are more drivers out there and the roads are clogged even more. Fellow advocate Morgan Algrove Hodges says politicians should focus on that and not the politics of the situation.
Transit's for everybody. It shouldn't be a partisan issue. The bus doesn't care who you voted for. It's the bus.
At 30th Street Station, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.